Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
So Easter has come and gone. Now what? many people go back to the way that life was before Easter and Lent. And I want everyone to take a moment, because guess what? We have 8 days of celebration for Easter, an 8-day octave. So we don't stop celebrating. We celebrate for 8 days. But I also want us to reflect as we celebrate. So what do I mean by that? So yes, be joyful, be thankful to the Father for his Son, for all that Jesus went through during his ministry, and even before his ministry was public, where he put himself out there, called out the hypocrites, called out the ones who were supposedly righteous as being sinners, and the ones who are talking the talk but not walking the walk. That's what I believe Jesus came to earth for. Yes, he was going to save us. There's no question, he knew he was going to have his passion, his death, his resurrection. He knew this. But his purpose was to truly show us how to live, the purpose and the meaning of our lives. So as we look back on Lent, I'll get back to the purpose and meaning. Hold on. But let's go back to Lent. What was it that you chose to do for God, for your love of God? Not to lose weight, not to challenge yourself, not to brag at the end and say that I made it all the way through without screwing up, because I sure didn't. I did not. So my two things was, number one, to pray for an hour every day. That was an overcoming yawn. I couldn't stop it. That one was crazy. Okay, get back. Go back to 1 hour every morning, and I'm yawning, right? Oh my goodness. So no, I didn't do that every single day. Darn it. Because when I did do it on those days, it was wonderful. I was so rooted. I really had something that I was truly focusing on each day. And then my second thing was to do a video every single day, not to do any in a row. And I did have to do some in a row because of my mother-in-law and some things that have happened during this time. So I had to record a few. And during that time when I was with my family, I thought that I would continue with my prayer in the morning, and it just didn't work in the small little hotel room that we were in. Now, I did pray quite a bit while I was sitting with her in silence, but no, I mean, I did not do every single day both of those things. But That's not the point of reflecting. Reflecting isn't there to beat you up and show how bad you were, or even to brag and be pride-filled and show how good you were. That's not the point either. Reflection is to learn what was the difference in your life when you did things differently, right? When I decided that I would get up and spend that hour with God. What was different in my life? And I can tell you lots of things. Just having God more in my life, talking to Him, laughing with Him, communicating with Him, living in the Spirit was prevalent on those days. And it was not as prevalent on the other days. Yes, I felt God in a different way on the days when I was sitting with my mother-in-law in hospice. You know, lots of things go through your mind. You are communicating with God in a much different way, more deeply, as you are reflecting on your relationship with someone who's dying before your eyes, because that's really what's happening. So let's remember to reflect during these 8 days that we celebrate how Jesus came to the earth to really show us the meaning and purpose of life. Number one, it is to believe in Him as our Savior, that He has the power to beat all evil all the time. We just need a mustard seed of faith, and He will do the rest. And our meaning and purpose is truly to bring others to Him. So we believe we're called to be disciples. So we are called to bring people to Jesus. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to be in ministry and leave your job like I did. That's not what I'm saying. If any of you have watched or participated with my Small Acts of Love video series, it's a playlist on my YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com and then search Kendra Von Esch, three words, and then look for the playlist Small Acts of Love. And those videos, short, I don't know, less than 5 minutes, they're mostly like 2-3 minute long, little things to say how you can bring God's love to the world, not just your love, your little acts of love, but bringing God's love to the world so that we, as His children, can love one another and attract them to Him, you know, through our love for them, through our caring for them. And you know that we can't care for people like God wants us to unless we have God in us. God is so important. We need the Spirit to be living within us. And that's the last thing I want to have you start thinking about as we go into this next beautiful phase, anticipating the coming of the Holy Spirit, where those disciples, when I say we're called to be disciples, we just need a little Holy Spirit in us. And that means that we need to pray and keep God in our lives every day and talk to Him. It's so very simple to do, but most of us don't, right? So as we anticipate Pentecost and the Holy Spirit who lit Peter on fire, man, that guy ran out of that upper room after being locked in there for, I don't know how long, exactly how long, but they were hiding because they were afraid. They didn't have the Holy Spirit within them to go be disciples and evangelize. And that is important. You have to call on the Holy Spirit to be within you so that you can speak God. Speak Godese, you know, Chinese, speakingese, Godese. We have to speak God because God's got to come right through us. And that means we need a relationship with him, and we need to constantly talk with the Spirit. Allow the Spirit to stir up in us, bring in this unquenchable kind of thirst for loving others and caring about others, helping others. And other people will notice that, and they'll look at us and they'll be like, I want that. So on and so on and so on. Okay. So let's enjoy today being Easter Monday, the Monday of the octave, reflecting and learning what was good, what was bad, and remembering the good. I think that's the most important, because we know that we chose those things for a reason, because hopefully we prayed over them, and hopefully God put in our hearts that this was what he wanted us to work on. So we should be continuing to work on it. Maybe I don't have an hour every day, but I better be praying every day, right? Like making sure that at least I've got that practice. And when I say praying every day, I'm talking a minimum for me anymore is like a half hour. That means like getting up, preparing, right? I mean, I've got my candle lit, and I've got all the preparation of my sacramentals, putting myself in the presence of God, going through my Thanksgiving. Then I get to my mental prayer. And, you know, it really is better to have an hour. So maybe I continue with that. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. This morning wasn't that. Okay. I'm going to leave you to your Easter Monday, wherever you are in the world. Hopefully you're, or Easter Tuesday, reflecting, being grateful, and thanking Jesus for all that he has done, especially not only giving his life and his precious blood to save us, but for showing us our meaning and purpose, to keep God the center of our life and to love others as he loves us. We can't do the first without the second, or the second without the first. That's how it goes. Alrighty, everyone, go be love. Happy Easter. Gosh, just be the light. Just attract people to your heart on fire for the love of God. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.